We're waiting to hear what will happen to Medina Spirit's Kentucky Derby victory after a failed drug test. The horse's Hall of Fame trainer, Bob Baffert, has been suspended. Joe Drape covers horse racing for the New York Times, and he joins us now. And Joe, Medina Spirit's failed drug test comes after he won the Kentucky Derby on May 1st. What did the test find, and what happens now?
Basically, the Medina Spirit drug test showed an overage of a drug called bethesmone. Bethesmone is a corticosteroid that you basically inject in joints. It's an anti-inflammatory. It's there to get rid of the pain. And that's what it found in overage. We now wait for a split sample, and the split sample is simply another test that they pulled at the same time. The trainer, Bob Baffert, has the opportunity to send it to a different lab. If that lab confirms the first test, then Churchill Downs has come out and said Medina Spirit will be disqualified and will be given the first place award and $1.8 million first place check to the owners of Mandaloon, who was the runner-up.
This is very rare. This does not happen often.
If this indeed happens, it'll be the third time that a horse has been disqualified in the 147-year history of the Kentucky Derby. 2 years ago, a horse named Maximum Security finished first, or at least crossed the finish line first, but was taken down after stewards determined that his rider had interfered with rivals as they turned for home. In 1968, a horse named Dancer's Image, it had a more similar circumstances to this. He won the Derby, and then 3 days later flunked a drug test, and he indeed was taken down.
If Medina Spirit is stripped of its title, will this change the bets that people won in betting on this horse for the Derby?
That's the million-dollar question. I got a bad answer for anybody who's holding tickets on Mandaloon. If you bet on Medina Spirit, if you bet on the horses that he beat and Mandaloon, who was right there with him, you lost that bet. So that money's not coming back to you.
Okay. Bob Baffert, the trainer, denies any wrongdoing. How is he defending himself?
He basically says it wasn't him. He didn't do it, that horse was never trained with that drug. And, you know, he has hinted that he thinks it may be a conspiracy or something happened to him untoward. That's his stance. But just to kind of put it in context, he has 30 violations over the course of his career for drugs and medication. He's had five in the last year. So I don't know if it's sloppiness. I have no idea what has happened over there. But his denials seem sort of strange in light of his recent history.
What are the consequences for him then? If he has all of these infractions in the past, how has he been allowed to continue in horse racing?
Tanya, great question. Horse racing has had lax regulation in the culture of drugs for decades, you know, almost 50, 70 years go back. The sort of moment we're in right now is there was a federal bill passed last year called the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Act, which is going to put law and order into the sport. It's going to have meaningful rules implemented across all jurisdictions. And the drug testing will be run by USADA. And USADA is the one who tests our Olympians. And they were the ones who caught Lance Armstrong in cycling. Mm-hmm. So, you know, help is on its way. But right now they're in between the old world and implementing this new world.
So up next is the Preakness. What are the implications based on what happens in this case regarding the Derby?
You know, Bob Baffert said he has two colts, including Medina Spirit, that he wants to run in Baltimore. The other is Concert Tour. Right now, the Maryland Jockey Club and the owners of Pimlico Racetrack have moved back entries a day till tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So they're definitely thinking about banning him or not taking his entries or not allowing those colts to run. I think it's going to be a very difficult thing to uphold because, you know, then you're going to kick it to the court systems, depending how badly Baffert and his owners want to run. So, you know, everybody's kind of waiting to see what word comes out of Baltimore.
I know you love this sport, Joe. Is it getting harder to love?
Tanya, it's definitely getting harder to love. I mean, I have looked at congressional testimony on these same issues from 70 years ago. I've sat in three hearings myself. There's always been a promise for reform and change, and it just never comes. And, you know, you juxtapose that to the history in our country. It's America's oldest sport. Who doesn't like the sight of a thoroughbred running at full flight? It's a beautiful thing to do. But they're kind of putting themselves out of business, not only with all these scandals about doping and drugs, but, you know, this is a different world. Animal rights activists do not like to see this, and I don't blame them. I think anybody who actually loves a thoroughbred and is steeped in the history of the sport doesn't like this. So maybe this federal bill will change it up, but there definitely needs to be a course correction and a culture reform.
Joe Drape covers horse racing for the New York Times. Joe, thank you so much.
Have a good day.